Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code BROS. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Man, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to help you, provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions today. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look into the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating your hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You can choose from their personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. At one low price, it covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles at first deposits all the way up to $1,000. Great in football all year. Another slow start in golf, Delco.
Feels like golf finally started, though.
It does now.
Pebble Beach.
Pebble
Rory
was real.
Just got his first double of the year.
Yeah.
Reps. Going to have a giant 2025.
And I'll say the same thing as I said on Monday morning recap. This brought all the boys to the yard. That milkshake did for Rory.
Damn right.
For real. Like, the TVs went on. Everybody was focused on golf, and it felt like a real thing that was on a Sunday, because you're not competing against the NFL anymore. There's no college football or anything to compete with, so it feels like golf is back on. However, you need your stars to be fucking stars in all these sports, and let's face it, Rory McIlroy is a goddamn star, so when he wins, man, dudes get excited. And everybody at the bar, at Dribbling Springs Distillery, everybody was excited to watch Rory win, including myself, although I didn't have any money on him.
Yeah, gutted for my boy Sepp Straka, but...
Straka in these beats, dude.
He already got his win this year, you know?
He did. He's good for one a year. That's it. That's it. But look, it was a dominant performance by Rory. It really was.
Ran away with it, yeah.
It was like the old school Rory.
He's a front runner.
Is that what's going to happen the rest of the year?
I hope. That'd be cool.
It would be. It'd be great if you won the Masters.
The Masters, yeah. I mean, Scotty's still the favorite, but I'm seeing Rory down at like 9, 10 to 1.
Do you take that now?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I don't think so.
Because you don't think he's going to win?
It's to complete the Grand Slam. I don't think he's ever going to win the Masters. I think it's too big of a hurdle.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because you've been there.
He's definitely got the game. You've seen him out on the course.
He's got the fucking game for it.
Like, for sure.
He'll win.
I think it's just, it's kind of like with Phil in the U.S. Open. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange, man. And then Phil is, what, 50-something now? So, like that dream
oh,
is
that
dead.
Oh, that dream's dead, yeah.
Yeah. Rory's still got a good shot, though. He's got another good...
He's got another
10
you know,
years.
Yeah, 10 years to win the Masters.
How old is he? 36, 37?
Mid-30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's always looked young, so he's one of those dudes where it's hard to tell.
He's definitely not 36. He's closer to my age. I think he's 34.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Look it up, dude. Because, I mean... He was the dude underneath Tiger.
He's 35.
35, yeah.
On the dot, yeah.
Yeah, nailed it. Nailed it.
Yeah, you take my number, your number, put it in between the mean.
Sure, sure.
As a show, we nailed it.
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did. But yeah, I enjoyed it. And like, there's some moments in sports where, yes, I mean, we got money on this shit or whatever. And unless it's like a Super Bowl or I got a lot of fucking money on it or whatever, then no, I definitely don't want the person to win or whoever that thing is. But with this... you know, these are little lottery tickets every single week, and I don't mind watching Rory win because it'll be better for the sport, and that's kind of what I'm concerned with right now. One of the things I wanted to ask you about at the top here is I don't know if you've read the articles or heard the chatter on ESPN about how to fix golf, and it feels like it's broken.
What's there to fix? I want it to, especially on like a local level, like actual golf courses. I want it to become less popular. There's too many people on the golf course.
Oh, yeah. You just want them out of there for...
Yeah, it's hard enough to get a fucking tee time.
Yeah. So I'll kind of go over through the... I'll gloss you through the hits here from ESPN. And maybe it's because they don't have the rights to this shit. I don't really know. But
they have ESPN Plus. So, like, a lot of the coverage...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, the early coverage. The
early coverage starts there.
One of the pitches by them this last week... And, again, keep in mind, this is before Rory won.
Uh-huh.
Because... I think a superstar helps in all these sports. Like, even if Scheffler won this week, it would be good for the sport of golf, where it's like, all right, you got Rory's playing well, Scotty's playing well. Cool, man. We're heading into the Masters and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They said eliminate some of the tournaments. There's too many tournaments. True or false?
Dude. I like a tournament every week.
I do, too.
It's fun.
I do, too, because it's something.
I don't care if it's a lesser tournament.
But
I still
it's something
got money
to bet on. Yeah, same. But if I wasn't betting on it... For the players, because they're trying to qualify for the FedEx Cup and all that other stuff, like, should there be less tournaments? I don't know the answer.
I mean, guys are playing the tournaments they want to play anyway, so.
Because here's the way I've always looked at it.
Like,
I don't
the
know
bigger
if you,
stars, they're playing the bigger tournaments, so it doesn't matter.
But here's the way I've looked at it, and I don't know if you feel the same way, is it's golf at the end of the day. And anybody who loves golf, like, let's take a Mark Wahlberg, for example, or Brian Urlacher. Those guys play every fucking day 18 holes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference if you're a professional? What do you give a shit? Like, it's just another fun, awesome, cool
now,
place to
go. Now,
are
these ideas to, like, grow the TV ratings or something?
Yes.
I don't know. My dad's always going to, like, throw on golf to fall asleep to on a Saturday and Sunday. Like, the olds are always going to do that. It doesn't matter what it is.
But I think that's what they're worried about. So one of the biggest complaints is because the median age of a golf watcher is like 66 years old, I think they said, they want to try to bring in a younger demo.
Sure.
So how do you do that?
Probably YouTube. I mean, they're doing the TGL shit now.
Are you into that? A lot of listeners asked me to ask you that.
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
It's fine.
I'm the same way.
It's background noise, I guess. Like, occasionally.
I think what I like most about it is the dialogue. So if you're looking to spice it up, maybe mic the players up.
Yeah, mic the players up a little bit. Get some player caddy conversations. The TGL stuff, though, is like the technology is just not there.
I agree.
It's not there yet.
Yeah, I agree. And I just don't really have any interest in it.
I'm not a simulator guy.
I'm not either, and I don't feel like there's any real stakes because you're playing against screens and all that other
shit. No, it should be an entertainment product. It should just be guys kind of chopping it up. It'd be more entertaining if they're betting their own money. Maybe like a couple games going on.
Oh, yeah? Like you really know that Phil had $2 million on it?
I mean, all these dudes are degenerates. Throw like everyone's got like 50,000 down on each hole or something. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
And they're just shit-talking each other. If they could actually talk, you know, it wasn't an ESPN product.
Yeah,
you just get the true dirt baggery of
golf. Aren't they on a 3 to 5 second delay anyway, so they're bleeping it out? Because I've heard people swear and it's bleeped out, so mm-hmm. Like what's the fucking difference?
Yeah.
But yeah, they were trying to come up with different ways.
It's also another thing to gamble on.
Exactly.
But MyBookie, I believe, offers odds on TGL.
They do.
Yeah.
MyBookie offers odds on anything, for Christ's sakes. And we'll get into that, especially tomorrow's show for the NFL. My God, man, you can literally bet on anything.
It's becoming a problem, though.
Well,
one of the best baseball umpires just got
fired. And then now there's this gambling ring in
college basketball.
Well, it's pro college basketball. But it's pro basketball players who are betting on college. And then some,
it's everything. Tim Donaghy, dude, 2.0.
It's nuts, man. And some of these stories are crazy. And I guess I was reading more into it. One of them was on like a player prop of this dude at some weird fucking tiny school.
Oh, dude, Terry Rozier was also betting, I believe, player props on himself.
I like that, though. Why can't you do that?
Because he would fake his injury and hit the under.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, he'd hit unders for all of his numbers and then pull himself out of the game. That's fucked.
Is that what he was doing? I didn't know that. I think if you were betting the overs on yourself, then it would force you to be a better basketball player. Like with
you
Pete
should
Rose.
Only be allowed to bet overs on yourself.
Yes.
That should be, like, as long as you're open about that, and be like, hey, now my over-under is 21.5, smash that.
Yeah, dude.
If you take the under and you throw it, then that's point shaving. You're fucked.
I'd love a player to come out and say, you know what, man? Fuck Vegas. Fuck everybody. You got my over at 20. I'm going to drop 28 tonight, like, or 30. Like, then it's dope. But you can't do that,
I guess. Can't be doing that.
You can't be doing that. So, instead, we're betting on golf here. I got the Waste Management this week. Man, I love this fucking tournament.
They broke containment last year.
They did.
People were just storming the gates without a ticket.
What's going to happen this year?
Probably break containment again.
I hope so. I'd like to see a little chaos in the golf course.
I think we went the last truly great year of the Waste Management.
It was wild.
It was perfect.
It was a dream. It was an absolute dream, and I wonder if they'll let them booze this much.
17's the better hole too.
It is
the big boy party.
It is
16's. That's, you know, it's a college party.
It's
17's the adults.
It's fine. It's fine. 17's but 17, you got catered food and everything too.
Yeah,
you know, I like it.
Also, like really good drinks too.
Great drinks.
It was crazy.
Great drinks. That was a fucking awesome event.
That was the best thing we've ever done as a company.
I go back in like 10 seconds, and it was friends of mine, Nick and Ashley, if you're listening out there. They were like, man, can we get a Waste Management this year? And I'm like, man, the unfortunate thing is, because you want to go on a Saturday, and then the Super Bowl's on Sunday, mm-hmm. trying to fly back and forth from Arizona to here, it was too much.
The best part about this tournament this year, too, we'll be in the studio for the end of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. So right before the game starts, we'll be able to...
It always ends right before the Super Bowl.
Sure does, dude.
Yeah.
Sure does. And with that, who you got this week?
We're going kind of crazy.
Whoa.
Again.
I'm looking at your fucking scoreboard there now. Jesus Christ.
Obviously, Scotty's a favorite. He's less than 3-1.
Boo.
No value there.
You can get that on Saturday.
He's going to win. For sure. Guys, I'm telling you right now, this it's not going to count because I'm not picking Scotty, but Scotty will win this tournament. That said, we're going... with Davis Thompson at 68-1. We're going with, I like these two picks better, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're into the 150s now.
We're going Jake Knapp at 150-1. This is his home course. Plays this a lot.
Really?
Yeah. And what better than a former bouncer turned pro golfer to win the Waste Management?
What a great story that would be. I'll tell you what, I didn't know this story. I'll sprinkle a little bit on him just for the story.
150-1.
That's great.
Do it.
That's a great story.
And then I don't know why the number's this big, because he's been playing really well recently.
Okay.
Nico Echevarria. Yeah. He's from Colombia.
Yeah. All jacked up on cocaine.
He won twice in the fall, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. He's kind of balling out. 160-1.
That's nuts, man.
I think he's going to top 10 at minimum. So, yeah, give me that.
So, am I tripping here? If you put 100, let's say you put 100 on Jake Knapp. Is that 15 grand?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I've never seen odds this high in golf. All right. I'll do with Jake Knapp. I don't know the other guy.
Nico.
Full disclosure. Dude,
actually, my favorite pick of the three is Nico.
All right.
Take Nico. Right. So, Davis Thompson, 68-1. Jake Knapp, 150-1. Nico Echevarria, 160-1.
Okay. Now, for me here, I'm with you. I actually think Scott is going to win this as well, and it sucks. Could be wrong. Mm-hmm. It'll be good for the sport. Don't get me wrong. And going into the Super Bowl, because, yes, everybody will be watching this and then flip over. So, if Scotty won, big deal. So it'd be fine. Because of that, can't pick them, though, because I can get these numbers on fucking Saturday or Sunday if I wanted to, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Tom Kim at 27-1 here.
Have him. He's starting to smoke the ball, though. I don't know what happened, but he's starting to drive the ball much further than he ever has.
I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe he's on some juice, some gas.
I hope so, dude.
Little Tom Kim. Yeah, finally.
That'd be great if he's fucking jacked.
Geared up.
So I'm going Tom Kim. I'm going to go Ben On at 42-1.
All right.
Just to do it.
Two Asians that I did not expect. I thought you would go with the Asian that's had a lot of course history.
No.
A lot of success here.
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do Decky?
Mm-mm. I'm not going to do it. He's been playing well, don't get me wrong. I think he already won.
He's won, and he's also won here a couple times.
Yeah, and he's playing really well, but the odds are dog shit on him. It's like 14-1.
Yeah.
But last but not least, I'm going to go with Nick Taylor at 54-1. And let's see what happens.
And he's playing well, and he won last year. He's defending champs.
It's 54-1, so let's do it.
The Canadians, for some reason, play well here.
Because they're able to block it out.
They're the snowbirds, the home.
Well, the fucking, have you seen the Canadian Open? It's people are screaming and shit like it's here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're used to that crowd noise. I'm dead serious. That's what I think. So
I also think Nick Taylor lives in Scottsdale, so that might be the...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so those are my picks. Yeah, man. I'm going Tom Kim, Ben On, and Nick Taylor.
Okay.
And you're going...
We're going Davis Thompson, 68-1. Jake Knapp, 150-1. Then Nico Echevarria at 160-1. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel
good about this week.
I'll sprinkle Jake Knapp just to do it. I like that story.
It's
like
just story bouncer out. Winning the waste management.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Seems
I like
right.
That.
Oh, can I throw some bonus picks out?
Uh-huh.
Not to win, but first round leaders.
Okay.
We're going Charlie Hoffman.
Okay.
And Lucas Glover. Give me the two old heads. They're going to be in the mix. They're going to play well. They're going to start out hot, but you know they're too old to win. They're going to fall apart.
That's what I do with the Masters. Yeah. I'll take like a Freddie Couples and like a fucking Justin Rose or something to be first round leaders. So I understand that. I like this. I like your thinking here this week. And then the beauty of it is we'll be together to watch it. And if you win this, Jesus Christ,
going
man.
Into the Super Bowl
and the Eagles win. I mean, you might
win like 15 grand.
You might
right
just fucking kill yourself live on air after that. I mean, that was for me, it was 2 weeks ago when it was the inauguration that Ohio State won that night. I was like, holy shit. The plane deserves to go down at this point. I got nothing else to live for. So
it's not going to get better.
It's not. It really isn't, dude.
And then there is a UFC on Saturday, actually.
Oh, there is? Is it a fight night or is it a...
It's a pay-per-view.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Sean Strickland, DDP.
Fuck. All right. Now I'm in.
Card sucks otherwise. It's like a two-fight card.
So they still charging 65? Yep. Fuck you.
More
really?
Probably.
God
yeah.
damn it, man. All right. Fuck.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on Saturday night, so it's like, we'll all buy that bullshit.
I'm not going to buy. I'll illegally stream it for sure.
What's your go-to? A bunch of listeners ask.
Don't worry about it.
You don't want it to go down?
Yeah. I don't want the stream to go down. I don't want Dana taking it down.
I understand. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000.
Extra bonus pick, MVP for the Super Bowl, 60-1, Jalen Carter.
Defense, huh?
Yeah.
When's the last time that's happened? Malcolm Butler, maybe?
Fucking, yeah, the Patriots, Buccaneers, It's happened a couple of times, you know.
It's rare.
Jalen Carter gets like four sacks. He just goes off.
Against Mahomes?
Yeah.
Boy. I'll show that footage on Sunday before the game that I took of him privately. Just to show his greatness of Patrick Mahomes. You're not sacking that guy four times. Not one guy. No way.
Jalen Carter special.
There's no way, dude. We'll give you a cock tease for tomorrow. I think, because my bookie, as of today, right now, is allowing you to put $20,000 down on a teaser. So I think I'm going to do it. And
Eagles and what?
Eagles plus 7.5 and then the over at 42. Yeah, I think it's a 24-21 game.
Okay.
Or like I told you, I think it's a one-point game later on. And like I might tease down that minus one there to a half a point. But I will say this, man, in your defense, I watched the press day for the teams to kind of get a vibe for it. Jalen Hurts is saying all the right things right now, so he looks pretty locked in.
I mean, he also played amazing in the first Super Bowl. That loss is not on him.
He did, and he's been in national championships. He's never won the big thing.
I know, he got benched in the national championship.
I know, and then they went on to win. So, God, though. But he says all the right things, and he looks confident as shit. But then it switched around to Travis Kelce, and it was the same thing with him.
He's the right guy in the right system.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just find out if this is the right moment. And then obviously if they shut down Saquon.
I'll probably rock my Jalen Hurts jersey for the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Do the fucking Saquon.
I like the Kelly Green, though.
Oh,
I'm going to wear the Kelly Green.
If you'll curse yourself, dude, because it'll come down to him throwing the ball if they stack the box and shut down Saquon.
I wore it for the NFC Championship. He was balling out.
Sure.
Superstitious little bit. Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna stick with the Jalen Hurts jersey.
We'll do it, and then tune in early with us on Drinking Bros podcast YouTube. We'll be doing a live watch for the end of this. Delco will be up here. We've got the cooking special with Jesse and Mike Eaton, and then we'll immediately go into the Super Bowl. And Derek Wolf, our co-host for the NFL show, is flying in for that.
I'm gonna get some cigars, some champagne.
Boy, you're jinxing all the things, dude.
I'm confident.
That is nuts to me.
We're the better team.
I didn't do anything for that Ohio State.
We're the better team.
I bought my merch at the fucking airport at Hartsfield, dude, because I was like, man, if I pack this, I don't even know if one, I'll make the flight. Two, it seems superstitious. And I was like, fuck it. I know the merch store.
Now, do the Chiefs have the better quarterback and coach? Yes.
Yes.
Are those two of the most important positions in football? Yes.
Yes.
Is the rest of the team better than the Eagles? No. I mean, Travis Kelce's better at tight end, but that's it.
No, I just think, you know what? What's going to be a shocker for you. I think, because I was watching Hollywood Brown, and I think Hollywood Brown, D-Hop, Kelce, cool. And then Worthy, like, they finally got dudes to throw to, man. So,
and our defense is nasty.
They are, but you can get beat in the secondary.
Not our secondary.
You can beat in the secondary.
Not our secondary.
So... I'm sorry. This is
DeGene has yet to give up a touchdown this year.
I know, and they're not going to go with him. Like they
Mitchell's
won't go.
Mitchell's also really dope.
They're not going to go with DeGene, but yeah, dude. God
We're
damn it!
Fine.
You're gonna. I mean, you're just jinxing yourself in so many different
Eagles
ways
by right 40.
You can bet that it's a prop bet right now.
It's going to be like that Peyton Manning Seahawks Super Bowl.
Okay.
Where they just fucking it just the landslide starts quick.
Boy, that's just, I can't. I mean, there's just so many layers of jinx.
Mahomes gets hurt. They have to put in Carson Wentz. We just wreck him.
Now, that would be true. And by the way, that's my biggest fear is because if Hurts goes down, actually, I think you'll be all right with Tanner McKee.
Tanner McKee, we'll probably go pick it, though.
Oof.
Yeah.
Gross.
But we do have
if you
Tanner
do,
McKee
if
option.
One of those guys goes down, that fucking blows my over. And that's what I'm worried about.
I think our offense with our backup quarterback is fine. Chiefs lose Mahomes. I don't think that's
you're
the case.
Done. You're done. Yeah. I think you guys are done with Pickett, but I actually think McKee would do well with those receivers.
Tanner McKee's the future.
It might be. We'll see. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum Batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.